The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com. Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, Sirius XM channel 158. It's Gil Alexander. Thanks for watching. Always appreciate it. It's Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin behind the glass. For hour number two, crack on standby here. I want to read your tweets here before we get to crack. We get tweets at Beating the Book. A-Rel, three-man weave is instrumental in practicing passing, moving without the ball, communication on the court. I think we mentioned all that. Transition basketball and conditioning. My small contribution to Beating the Book today. Thank you, A-Rel. Blue Hen Bill, regarding your who wouldn't want to come home? Oh, yeah, I mentioned that with Miles Garrett. That comment, he says, I was sure Mike Trout would be in Philly when he had the opportunity, but he decided to stay with the Angels. Grew up there, big Eagles fan, but it just didn't happen yet, he adds at the very end. Johnny Ringo, for the fill in the blank that you were just talking about, the Chiefs won because they got the yellow hankies. Oh, see, there you go. The Eagles won because Hurts and Sirianni weren't terrible. Bruce Dobigan, knowing the hygiene and grooming of media guys, I'd say the guy players least want hanging around in the dressing room is a radio reporter with a 102-degree fever showing his shoving his mic under your nose. My question to Pritch about Jalen Carter. C. Spackler, need me some happy crack man today. I would like to meet the man someday, hopefully without that hanger-on Gil. That's right. I won't hang on. How about that? You can meet him with solo. Keno Walker, I beg of you, crack. Please enforce the laws of money management to the people. Someone just texted me asking, how many props do I got for Super Bowl 59? Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, they're asking for him. Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. What's up, man?
Good morning. How are we doing?
I'm great.
I got a lot to talk about.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Man, it's serious.
Even yesterday, my brother called me, or 2 days ago, my brother called me up saying, I was trying to get in a box pool. I can't get in there. They're all sold out. Like, everyone loves the box pools where yes. You pick by every bar around the country. Go to, like, Staten Island, New York. They're sold out for weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Big ones, by the way.
Yeah.
Six figures in box pools. I'm here to tell you why it's a bad bet. Let me tell you why box pools are a bad bet. A, you hope you get paid and no one steals the money, which has happened before, believe it or not.
Which ought to be your first question, always.
Yeah, make sure you get paid.
Yeah.
Two, like in places like Staten Island, when you win, let's say you win $5,000. You don't get handed $5,000. They take out their 10% already. Yeah, $4,500. They take out their 10% tip. That's a customary tip, uh-huh. I guess. Now, they're actually looking for more. They're actually looking to shake you down for a little bit more. So there's so many, now it's a 10%, at least 10% against you that you that you're betting into. Now, listen, I know it's social, Bill. I know you have to want to have fun and enjoy yourself. I get it. And I want you to enjoy yourself. You know, $5-$10 pizza money, have some fun. Every housewife in America usually has a, you know, even a box pool or some kind of action on the game. But I know we don't really do box pools here. I even told my brother, I was like, listen, Circa, and I think Circa and Westgate, you could pick your numbers.
You can pick your numbers, yeah.
You can actually pick your numbers. And let me tell you, the final score of this game could be anything funky. You know, I seen that Scorigami prop at 32-1 the other day, plus 32-1. Will it be a unique score for the Super Bowl? Well, with analytics and two-point conversions and safeties and, you know, like it was a safety a couple weeks ago. Maybe. Maybe there will be. I don't know. You throw $10, 32-1,
but
$20.
This is where I always say you and I have to back off the, to some degree, right? Because what you're saying is absolutely right about these things. But we are never going to stop people's idea of fun. So I told the story earlier in the week, Bill, you can appreciate where you used to live is where I live.
Yeah.
The valet down there.
Yes.
There's many, many guys. And yes. One guy this week was like, hey, I'm betting the coin flip. Can't
for
wait.
Sure.
And I said, you are? He goes, yeah, it's going to be my fifth straight year. I've lost four in a row. I got to hit this.
Oh, God.
So I said, you realize a coin flip bet is a literal coin flip, right? You understand this. He goes, yeah. I don't think he understood. He's like, yeah, I'm going hard. I'm going. I was like, what are you picking? He goes, heads. I'm going heads this year.
Oh,
he doesn't pick
dead.
The same thing every year, right? And then I said to him, I go, how much juice are you laying? Just out of curiosity. And his answer
His answer was...
Tell me 110.
No, no, no. I wish he even understood the question. He goes, $200.
Yeah.
So that's what you're dealing with there.
And you know what? You can't stop that. I told you I waved the white towel a few weeks ago on people. I still try to help if they ask, but it's hard to stop everyone from betting parlays and stuff when you see the numbers and sportsbooks making 70, 75% of their money on parlays. And let me tell you, now that we're talking like that, I actually put a note down, a very unscripted show with a rare note. I actually put down, people just make bad bets and bet dumb stuff. I don't care who says what. I don't care who's telling you this in social media and sports betting media. By the way, there are people telling you to bet this. You don't tease the total in the NFL. I'm sorry. There's not a chance to tease a 49, 48 and a half. There's just not a I understand you want to bet the Eagles in a teaser. I get it. I get it. Now, listen, that's not to say if you know which way the line's going to move and you're going to get a 2 or 3 point move, to circumvent and get extra money down on that line with a different way. Maybe you want to do something like that if a total's 37 or so. But I just can't stand the people in sports betting media telling you to bet to tease the total. I don't get it. There's so many other things to do. And you know, another thing too. If I'm one of these risk geniuses that are in one of the risk of the sports books that ban or limit people, we know who we're talking about here. Half the new books, that more than half that came into the country a couple years ago, I would scour the accounts. And anyone that's teasing the total, make sure for anything more than pizza money, like $100, you make sure you note on that guy's account, do not limit on anything. Because what happens is
if they'll
bet something
smart, yeah,
3 months later and hit on a couple lines that maybe move their way or bet. Let's be blunt. They'll just win. They just win. Oh, this guy's winning. Wait a minute. Stop him. It's the same guy that bet the teaser on the Super Bowl. It's the same guy that was teasing all year long, not Wong teasers and laying $1.50 on the. It's the same guy. But they limit him because that person doesn't want to get in any trouble if someone wins any money on their shift. So they just say, oh, my God, so let's limit this guy. Now you're limiting a loser. You're doing exactly what your stockholders and your owners of your company don't want you to do. So,
yeah, listen, and part of that, a cousin of that, right? We talk about how these books are terrible, legalized books. They've been terrible at profiling. So, again, the person who's teasing that, if they get lucky the next day, that book is likely to limit them when they should never, ever in a million years limit that person. We've talked about this from the beginning of time.
Never.
How offshores have that right. This is from Ryan Hyatt, by the way. This is a question for Crack. Gil and Kelly, do y'all consider the Super Bowl the most bettable single sports event? If not, which is? Do we consider the NCAA basketball tourney as a single event? Also, have any of y'all seen my spare truck keys?
No, that's a great question.
We haven't seen
though.
Your keys.
Yeah, I like that guy.
Yeah, he's great.
Let me tell you, I hate to interrupt you and answer it. Because guys like myself, yes, it is. But guys at home that are just firing in the safety and the comfort of their computer where no one's seeing anything. It's like almost like closet gambling. You're going to be overbetting everything because it's so exciting. I mean, look at these Super Bowl packs. They're 52 pages on one sports book. I mean, I understand. It's oh my God. Guys like myself, it probably is the biggest bettable event of the year. Last year I broke even, by the way. It's the first like 2 years out of four I broke even. I think the last 20 out of 22, I made good money, you know. But
what is, give us a sense of how many different bets you have. Do you have any idea how many
bets? Expect to have as many bets as I have because you understand Sunday night of the championship games and Monday morning, the props were out already. DraftKings, FanDuel,
immediately.
MGM, Caesars, props were out. Even though we're maybe for peanuts, they don't take large bets on them. The props were out already. So now my brain goes into, well, all the sports books in town. It used to be the big Westgate lottery. You get online, there's 100 people, and you get to see what the lines are going to be. That was already out there. So my brain immediately said, no, that's not going to be the case. And I'll just, you know, mosey on down to Westgate on Thursday and hope to get a better two, maybe two or three bets. I had 10 bets at Westgate.
Oh, wow.
I went back online, went to the front of the line, went back online, went to the front of the line, went back online. You only get two bets, 2,000 max. And you know, they give everyone a fair shake. And there was about 20 of us there online. And someone beat me to one of my bets. I literally had to fade 18 bets. out of 550, by the way. I had to fade 18 bets, and sure enough, I think the eighth guy online, two in front of me, he beat me on the bet. I never got the bet.
How many, ballparking for me, how many total bets do you think you have right now? Super Bowl 59.
Probably 40. Yeah, probably 30 to 40, which I'm shocked. I thought I have about 10 or 15 because I'm betting most of my bets on Sunday, Saturday and Sunday.
So distill it for us. If you say you've won all but two Super Bowls over the last couple of decades, distill it to us. Is it that you are picking off the early numbers? That's the key to it?
Well, I'm picking off the early numbers, usually on the overs, but like I'll be the first one to tell you guys. And listen,
for overs early, unders late.
For all people that say, I don't give out enough picks, Craig. I bet something at Westgate that I wanted to bet over. I would have bet a lot of money on it. I would have bet a lot more than they took. I bet it twice, Westgate, and I bet it one other time after that. It's going to be available again on Sunday. Barkley, longest rush under. I got under 25.5, and then I bet under 24.5, minus $1.10. I see it now on the screen, under 25.5, minus 15. So I think that's a really good bet. I don't think there's no one ever been lined at that for longest rush. They've seen, you know, you understand, we react on the last performance. I've said it in this space many times. Our eyes play tricks on us. So last week, Barkley gets the ball the first time and just, you know, bobs and weaves, circle, and gets down, I think, 60 yards on his first play. People say, oh, my God, 25, and he's easily going to get that. So I think that's going to be a bet game time again. I'm going to be betting. I'll bet more on it, too. I'm going to bet more.
Under Barkley's longest rush.
Barkley longest rush. Yeah, you can put that on your G-Bank bet. There you go.
You can put it on the G-Bank. Yeah.
Log it in, Kelly. G-Bank. I'll have another one, too, by the time the show's ended.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, at least.
We'll count on it from you. Bill Krakenberger, firing.
Ranting.
At Bill Krakman with a K on Twitter. Wisecrack's the name of his podcast. We got more with Bill on the other side. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Sportsbooks stack the odds against you. It's time to check out ProfitX. Yes, the first peer-to-peer sports betting exchange in the United States, available in 40-plus states. All the big ones, too. With ProfitX, you're betting against other fans, not the house, meaning better odds and bigger payouts on average. Exchanges, that is, typically offer 10 to 20% better odds than traditional sportsbooks. For example, let's give one. Right now, the money line on Kansas City's minus 108, Philly's plus 107. Try beating that. You can even request your own odds and set the price you want. And right now, new users have a shot at winning a Rolex on Super Bowl Sunday. Simply make your first ever purchase of $100 or more this week, and you'll automatically be entered to win a Rolex. Don't wait. Download ProfitX today and use code VSIN to get started. Skill Alexander, we get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciated. This is from Skip Away. Yes, Gil, even worse, talking about the person who calls you on your phone when they're doing stuff and you're hamstrung, says, yes, Gil, even worse when you miss their call and ring them back 2 minutes later, but they don't answer because they're already talking to the next person on their list. Oh, that's so true, Skip Away. Sween's Machine. Gil, if Hurts wins the Super Bowl, is he a Hall of Famer or is he another add to your Trent Dilfer, Nick Foles bucket? And don't forget to include Saquon's birthday on Sunday into your handicapping. Oh, I've got to include that, Swain's Machine. You're right. That's a great question. Hurts, only the rest of his career will determine that, right? So certainly if he won a second Super Bowl after that, he's probably a lock for the Hall of Fame because that's kind of how that thing works at this point. But time will tell. I don't think you can make a definitive answer to the Jalen Hurts question. So, you know, there is a portion of that thing which is a self-fulfilling prophecy, but there's a scenario where he won this and then didn't become a Hall of Famer. So there's both possibilities at this point for Jalen Hurts, I would say. Brandon Fear, love the show and Thursdays with Crack. This is the first time I tease the Eagles up and total down because I have a 30-1 ticket on the Chiefs to beat the Eagles. Still silly, he asks Bill. My thinking was scoop it all instead of a normal hedge. Thoughts?
Well, if you're going to hedge, I like a hedge where you can win everything, not just hedging money line to get back some of the money. But situationally there, he said 30-1. So yeah. Situationally, okay.
He has extenuating circumstances, right. And Jamie Leva, by the way, says, under the weather, Mike Pritchard, looking better than me on the daily, has me questioning a lot of life choices. Have a fantastic day, gentlemen. In fact, we were just talking about that. That's so funny you bring that up. We were saying, Pritch, how young does he look even in his worst day? So, yeah, we should all we should all aspire to look as young and healthy as Mike Pritchard, even on his worst day. Okay, you wanted to mention something.
Oh, no, I'm saying, you know, the Westgate came out with their props Thursday night. I was, when I first showed up at 6, me and Randy and McKay and I, we were the first people there, or the first the people that arrived, and yet somehow we wound up being 9th and 10th online. I don't understand what I did there. But anyway, so they had about 50-some pages. I was really happy to get some bets in. I lined up. There was around 20 of us, maybe 25 people that were lined up. And a big portion of the people went back to the back of the line. You know, they're pros. They're pros. But what surprised me there was there was other people like sports betting media guys that they would do sports betting shows. There was people that sell games. And there was even a couple big influencers that act like they bet and show big fancy cars and stuff. Like, they didn't make any bets. They were just looking for interviews. They were looking for the Las Vegas Review Journal.
They were looking for interviews.
I don't know. They were just standing around looking to be interviewed. Like,
wow.
The one guy that has, he shows his fancy Rolls Royce and stuff on some video. These guys, I tell you what, if I can buy some of them for what they're worth and sell them for what they think they're worth, I probably wouldn't have to bet again.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, just unbelievable. But
I can see how that would rub you wrong, though.
That doesn't really rub me wrong, actually. Something I noticed. And it's just more of exposing some of the frauds in the business. Like you know, you're telling people what to bet, yet you don't put your own money up. You know, you don't bet yourself. Or you know, I don't care if you bet 5 or 10 grocery dollars. I don't care. I don't care if you bet.
It's always a fascinating industry, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah. It really is. And you know, Gil, I put a tweet up the other day. I wish I would have pulled it up and been prepared for this. But yeah, so I put a tweet up the other day. I was in the Wynn, which, you know, one of my home courts there, one of my casinos I like, that I like. It got a lot of views too, but that wasn't, the purpose wasn't the views. Yeah, it got 82,000 views. Real simple. The sports book not talked about too much because of some of the mega books around town. I consider it the hidden gem of town. Wynn Casino and Hotel is the class of the town.
100%.
The restaurants, everything there is just so good.
And the sportsbook, as we talked about, and thank you for coming on the Vegas Lifestyle Megapod last week.
Oh, it was fun.
We talked about the Wynn sportsbook. It is still one of the most beautiful sportsbooks. It's like Times Square with their screens up there.
So you wouldn't believe all the negative comments.
Come on.
Oh, God. I mean, how many people? So 69 people said something, and of the 69, there's a dozen people in there that said, like the here, it's a nice sports book, but unfortunately they don't take large size bets on their phone. They are upfront about it to their credit. So, like this person that said it, he bets $100 a game. I know him. Oof. Like, he's a good, nice guy.
Yeah.
But I was surprised upfront. And then he went on to tell me that they didn't limit or ban me, but they told me upfront when I went to deposit that they would not take more than $200 on the app. Come on. I don't know anyone that would say something like that. Now, so it's mainly set up for app for in-house guests. This is what he said. Now, this is just one guy. There's a whole bunch of, I'm not picking on anybody, but I now said, you know what? I got to find Doug, the guy, Doug, that runs the book there.
Mm-hmm.
So I find Doug, and excuse me if I'm not knowing his last name right, Doug Castaneda. I said, you know, Doug, let me ask you something. You know, people are saying don't take bets, this and that. And Doug kind of went off and said, crack, do you know how many people I have coming in here trying to double bet things and trying to do it and put things and pick off our bad lines? And you know something he said? Remember about a year, 2 years ago, I kind of went off because I was betting into Caesars and the circle was moving. Or I was betting, you know, they were kicking my bets out, people that work behind the counter. He said, do you know how many people that work in the sports books bet me? So they're betting the sharpest things before they move because they take the bet at their sports
book. We've talked about this
before.
They're
betting under their own name. Yeah. First of all, guys, how are you betting under your own name?
Put it in your cousin's name.
I'll be honest. But listen, if I worked in a sports book and if I was taking the sharpest bets in the world from people that I know are winning counts, I'm betting.
You do the same thing. Yep.
I'm absolutely betting. But I'm not betting under my own name. And I'm betting into the Wynn. By the way, he was talking about someone in the sportsbook industry in town bet him the wrong line. So, like, Washington Commanders were a 3.5-point favorite. They put up a 3.5-point dog by accident right away when they put the lines up. And someone in the sportsbook industry bet it. Like, how do you bet that? It's going to be there all week in the account. Of course he's going to throw you out. Now, it's not to say the wind takes big bets like Circa. I'm not trying to say that. But there's circumstances there, and Doug was explaining to me a lot of the circumstances. And granted, I know that they probably limit people. I get it. I'm even – listen, they just limited me on second halves on NBA. NBA totals. They're $500. I was betting $1,000. They give me $500 on totals, second half totals. They have some good second half totals. So they limited me. But straight bets in the NFL, oh, boy. I mean, I just – they have some unbelievable lines. They were taking – you know, I think I told you guys the other week, they were taking 5,000 on NFL totals. They had a 53 when the industry was 51. Don't worry, it landed 52. I didn't middle it. I just bet it.
I have a listener question.
Sure.
Scotty B on the backup. Gil, can you ask Crack what's a good number to try and middle these Super Bowl props? Is it a 4 to 5 yards? Is a 4 to 5 yard spread worth it? Thanks and love the show. Thank you for the question, Scotty.
Thanks for the question. And yes, if it's something that's in the single digits, of course. But if it's something that's, you know, 69.5 to 74.5, no, I wouldn't do that. First of all, you're laying more at most shops. Don't charge 110 both ways. So they're charging 115. I've seen a couple charging 120 each way. The local guys are charging 120 each way. So I would say no, it depends. The lower that number, that digit, the better it is. Yeah, of course, if I'm going to middle 6.5 and 11.5, yes, I'm going to do that. Probably it's going to be one catch.
That's absolutely the proper answer. It's dependent on the prop and what the metrics or what the ranges are on those. Jeff Cam, I finally listened to Vegas Beating the Book podcast. It was awesome. Put a good word into Bill and get me out of timeout, LOL. Why are you blocking Jeff Cam?
Who?
I don't know. Jeff Cam, he's on
Twitter.
All right,
well, Jeff, I'm going to I don't know.
Are you running your social?
I, at the time, I wasn't.
Oh, so you blocked a bunch of people.
At the beginning,
yeah.
I had like 800 people blocked. I even told the kid who was doing this, I said, what are you doing? You blocked 800 people. And he didn't really give me the reasons why. He didn't like something they looked like they said. I'll look at that during the break.
You have any awards pending tonight for NFL awards? Do you bet any futures NFL awards?
I need Kansas City to win for... I bet them plus 7-1 and plus 475 a couple weeks ago. Actually, I found a 475, but NFL awards themselves.
Nothing.
I have, I do. I have the coach. I'm sorry.
Coach of the year.
I need O'Donnell.
Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah, O'Donnell. You could see how good I am. Yeah, O'Donnell.
I don't think O'Donnell's going to win, but O'Connell's got a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you. Yeah. Okay. We'll see if that happens. More with the Crack Man, including a regular guest on this show, who joins us on Fridays, who hit a big jackpot yesterday. And I'll ask you the question, not to go down the tipping rabbit hole,
big one.
But I'm going to ask you how much you thought he tipped on something. That's coming up. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
In sports betting and trading, probability is a key to success. Discover the power of high probability trading with Todd Bubba Horwitz, former floor trader, sports bettor with over 45 years of experience. Visit bubbatrading.com/VSiN to get a free ebook on options trading. That's free. Use code VSiN500 to save $500 on any purchase. Once again, bubbatrading.com/VSiN. Skill Alexander, this right here is Bill Krakenberger, everybody, unscripted with a crack man. At Bill Crackman with the K on Twitter. Wisecrack's the name of his podcast. So our buddy Steve Fezzik, who was the only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest, he's just messing around at a casino yesterday. He's just trying to, like, you know, accumulate points for, I don't know.
Seven-star
points. Yeah. He just messes around. He's like 5 minutes into it, 30K on some...
He won $20,000 on the Royal. He had two straight flushes. He's playing a $5 and $10 machine too, so it's $50 a rattle or $25 a rattle, and he's just trying to get the. People just run good sometimes too. Sometimes in life,
I've said this.
Just run good.
He is the now. He's. I always say this. He's super smart, right? He's an actuary by trade. He's one of the most mathematically oriented minds that I know. He's also the biggest luck box I've ever run into in my entire life.
Yeah.
Now, he says, when we say that to him, he goes, it's actually true for long periods of time. He says, this stretch of years, he's had unbelievable luck boxitude. There was another stretch of years where he had unbelievable luck as well. But then there was a stretch of years in the middle, he said, where it was the complete opposite. but he runs that way for like a decade at a time.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. No, he is. He was trying to get the he's going to get the 7-star membership here in Vegas, and they have a 7-time points or 10-time points. That's when you want to play, when there's bonus accumulators, so you don't have to play as much to get that 7-star card. And they had a 10-times week recently. They have a 7-times, I believe, this week. And he ran really lucky on those two. Where myself, and he sends me them right away. So I was happy for him. He sent me them. And by the way, it's a 40,000 to 1 shot he hit on a single line video poker. Good for him.
40,000
to 1. 40,000 to 1.
Yeah.
So, but the thing is that if I lived in Atlantic City or close to Atlantic City, I would, God forbid I'd ever lived in Atlantic City, close to Atlantic City, I would probably try to get that 7-star card because it's worth a lot there because of the lounges there and you eat off a menu and it's quality food at Harrah's. Caesars has a lounge. It's a 7-star lounge. Here, I think he does it to get the free drinks.
Yeah.
You get 4 free drinks a day or something.
Well, and 4 free drinks.
And he
free
goes to the gym there.
He loves the gym.
Yeah. Yeah, he goes to the gym. Yes. Myself, I don't even speak to anyone named Jim. You know that. But based on that. But, yeah, he goes to the gym, and I guess there's some perks of being 7-star. You can park at the 7-star entrance.
Yeah. Well, he's milking it. But good for him. He's just it's amazing.
Good for him. That's really good.
Real quick, before we get back to the game, I have a not that we should always go down this rabbit hole, but I just happened to be told a tipping story the other day that I wanted to share with you.
Oh, okay.
Because remember, for those who missed it, I take the position, because Vegas, the people entrenched in Vegas culture, often judge people for not tipping as much as they think they should be tipped. And my point is that that's their specific culture, and they ought not to judge people because there are so many people who don't know that that is actually the culture and that they ought to be tipping for certain things, apparently, according to the Vegas bylaws. I'm doing air quotes because there are no bylaws, but apparently the Vegas people believe their culture should be known and respected by everybody. And I always defend people from out of town who don't know that they're supposed to tip on certain things. And by the way, don't know that they're supposed to. I would also argue probably shouldn't really tip on it if you want to know the truth. So this is at a casino here in town. A lifelong school teacher in her 60s. She was playing blackjack, and she did the blazing sevens thing. So blazing sevens.
Is that a side bet on the blackjack?
That's right. Side bet and blackjack. And it pays out based on the number of sevens in a player's first few cards. And it was tied into the progressive jackpot.
So you have to get 3 7 of hearts or something? Is that the way it works?
Whatever she did, she sat down and literally within one or two hands, talk about Fezzik, she made $650,000.
Oh, God. Wow.
So she didn't even know.
That's something more than that, then.
Maybe, because it was tried into some, I don't know. But that's how much she made. And she didn't even know what was going on. Imagine a lifelong school teacher, African-American lady in her 60s, I want to say.
Right. And she made the side bet, obviously.
So she didn't even really go. So, you know, one of the casino executives would explain to her, okay, so this is how much money you want after taxes. You're going to end up with, you know, 400, whatever, something.
Yeah.
And she says to him, how much? What am I supposed to tip? And so I said, in being told this story, I immediately go, wow, she knew that there was a tipping culture. He goes, no, the dealer suggested it to her strongly, and I am not happy about it.
Wow. What, the floor person said this?
So whoever was running that table, right?
Yeah.
After she won, made some kind of comment to her, letting her know that it would be appropriate for her to give a generous portion of her. So the executive is pissed.
Good for him. Right? Good for him being mad.
But this is my point. This is my point that they bullied this woman, right? This poor woman. Who, congratulations to her. What a moment for her in Vegas.
Sure.
A lifelong school teacher, a noble profession,
God bless her.
Doesn't pay nearly as much as it ought
to.
She comes into town, she hits it big, and this pisher, if I may use the Yiddish, actually has the audacity to act like he did anything, anything in the 30 seconds that she happened to be sitting at the table.
Yeah.
What, did he cure cancer?
Wow.
Did he save a family member of some disease? It's got to stop, dude.
Yeah.
I am so sick of this Vegas culture thing where they think that not only that you should abide by their culture, but it's that their birthright that you should give them. And the, you know what the executive told her? I go, you can do whatever you want to do, but what he suggested to you, I absolutely would not give him.
Wow.
He said that to her.
I can't believe that part.
He said
great.
That to her. No, because
that dealer got fired.
Because you don't behave. Like, even the executives are like, yeah. What is this? What is this nonsense?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyway, I thought you'd appreciate that story.
No, and by the way, now that you mentioned that, last week I came across, and I had to stick up for you. You don't even know this story yet. I wasn't planning to say it. I had to stick up for you because you didn't do it. I did it.
Oh.
These guys, so one of the proxies in town said, you know, we don't appreciate you and Gil saying not to tip us. I said, well, time out. Whoa.
Yeah.
Time out.
What me?
I said, first off, Gil didn't say that. And I said, I would rather make a deal with you. And my deal's on the table right now. Don't charge me for my 10 Circa survivors. Don't charge me for my 10 Circa millions. I'm going to give you 5% if I make anything. 5%. If I make 1.8 million, you're going to get yourself 90 grand.
Yeah. What are the other, but you don't get both?
In other words, but I want to just tell you something. Now that you open this can of worms, got to tell you something. I found out something. You won't believe what some of these proxies are making. You would say to me, Crack, there's no way. Proxies are making this kind of money.
Why do you?
And by the way, I have nothing against that. They deserve it. You know how hard it is to get every pick right.
They have a
and
lot
employ
of pressure.
People and stuff.
Yes,
it's really, really difficult.
There's
to
a lot
do
of pressure
their job.
In those
it's
jobs.
A lot of pressure on it.
Yeah,
but as far as that tipping goes, and I don't mean to touch on this subject again, but someone came up to me and said that that's in the business. Yeah, you know, I by the end of the show, I rethought it and said, you know, I would throw something to the proxy.
Okay.
I did say that day on that show. I said, but it's not going to be the amount that they think I should give them. And by the way, they're still going to talk about me and you. You know, no, seriously. Still,
that's right.
The counter, if you that's win $1 million right. bucks, the counter, you go to get 5,000 or 10,000 to someone at the counter, which, by the way, I don't know what the counter did for me throughout the year. But the Circa contest is good press. It's no juice. I love that. I have to put that in my mind that there is no juice, and I would take care of people. But if I get 5,000 or even 10, I think they're still going to say that cheap bastard.
Absolutely.
The whole year, that guy won $1 million to give us 10,000.
That's right.
No, you're going to get tipped outside the casino. I talked about it already. And I'll be honest with you. I took someone to Peter Luger's a couple nights ago. I'm not going to say who. I took one of the clerks behind the counter. I said, if the Eagles win, I have a big future. To win a big future, I'm cashing it with you guys. I'm not giving nothing at the counter because there's someone that you're splitting their tips with someone that I don't like there.
Ah.
So I said, listen, I'm taking you out, and I'm taking you out to a Peter Luger's dinner, and I'm taking care of you, and I did.
I know you want to get back on G-Bank's best bets of the day. You want to give one more out right here for Super Bowl 59 before we go to break?
Mahomes. Let's give Mahomes rushing attempts. I know he's had a lot this year. I understand, like, during the playoffs, but I went under 6.5 minus. I found under 7.5 minus 50 at the win. They moved it to minus 80. I bet it again. So Mahomes rushing attempts under 6.5 around town. Yeah, I think that. I mean, I know
rushing
with the last
attempts,
two games, the attempts he had over. I understand. But that's my two props for free, which will be out there. Yeah.
All right. So Saquon Barkley, we'll repeat these here after the break. Saquon Barkley under his longest rush.
Yeah.
Which is at 25.5 roughly.
24.5 even here, I think it is. But 25.5 minus 15, I see on the screen.
And Patrick Mahomes under rushing attempts.
Rushing attempts.
6.5 is where it is.
Minus like 30.
And you're laying some juice on that. Okay.
Yeah.
Bill Krakenberg.
Both available, too, by the
Fire.
Way. These aren't lines that are, I bet them, but they moved.
Where do you watch the Super Bowl? Where are you going to watch it?
Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin.
Home Alone.
Yeah.
I'll probably be
Home Alone.
More with the crack, man. We're not done. We'll update all our bets, too. We'll recount every bet that we had on the show. That's on the other side. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on a numbers game. Time for our G-Bank Best Bets of the Day, courtesy of G-Bank, the official bank of VSiN. Every show on the network, every host, every guest, all their plays recapped at the end of each and every show, courtesy of G-Bank. I will start with mine. Once again, I'm on the Chiefs, -1.5. This has not moved to the Eagles side of things. And by the way, some bookmakers here in town believing it won't move to the Eagles being a favorite, like so many have predicted. Chiefs right around -1 right now, but some 1.5 still out there. Also, first song for Kendrick Lamar at halftime, Not Like Us. trying to strike a chord, and it's probably a minor. That's 2-1. Swimming pool, 7-1. Drank. So two shots at that. But again, Kendrick Lamar, if he just puts in like two bars of something else and then gets to these songs, we could very easily lose that. Tomorrow night is really when that breaks, when we find out what dress rehearsal leaked, you know, knowledge comes out, set list knowledge. So we'll know probably about this tomorrow night. National anthem under 125 seconds. It's now 120 and a half seconds. So we're way ahead of the under on the national anthem. I probably would still go under, quite frankly, at 120 and a half. Kareem Hunt, Chiefs, first touchdown score, plus 425. Kareem Hunt, first touchdown score, period, in this game. Period. 9-1. Those are mine. Calais Bidelon, producer number 9. He's got AFC to win the Super Bowl, minus 115. He's wearing his AFC hat proudly. He's got Mahomes to win Super Bowl MVP as proxy, plus 125. I got to add that. Xavier Worthy, over 5.5 rushing yards. Kareem Hunt, over 42.5 rushing yards. He made those two early. Then he has added Isaiah Pacheco, longest rush, under 8.5 yards. Both teams score one touchdown in each half. Yes, minus 115. And maybe his favorite, will there be a two-point conversion attempt? An attempt, that is. Yes, plus 110. Just got to try it. Just got to try it. Doesn't have to convert it. Just got to try it. This is from Zach Cohen, who was on earlier. He's on the Mavericks tonight, plus 10. AD's a go, I think, right? AD's playing in this? Mavs, plus 10. Eagles on the money line in Super Bowl 59. He's got Dallas Goedert two ways, over 47.5 yards, and also Goedert to lead the game in receiving yards at plus 850. Then he's got Washington Commanders' great Jahan Dotson, over a half a reception at minus 132. And then Patrick Mahomes to throw an interception at plus 105. Correlated, of course, with his Eagles to win this thing. So he's anti-Mahomes there. And then Mike Pritchard firing. Wideout extraordinaire Mike Pritchard. He goes with Juju Smith-Schuster anytime touchdown at 5-1. He thinks that Juju is going to have his moment in Super Bowl 59. And then crack. Bill Krakenberger. He's got not one. He's got two. Saquon, longest rush, under 25.5 yards, and just added last segment.
Can I add a live one, too?
Patrick Mahomes, of course. Patrick Mahomes under 6.5 rushing attempts.
Dotson over a half. That was one of my 10 bets that I bet at the Westgate that night. I bet over half a yard and over half a catch. So I agree with that one.
Jahan Someone Dotson. Just had that. So two more from Crack. Jahan Sorry. Dotson over half a catch, over half a yard receiving. Yep. Okay. For Jahan Dotson. The Steelers wide receiver 3, if you will, who they acquired from Washington, former first round pick. By the way, those G-Bank best bets brought to you by G-Bank, the official bank of VEASAN. For God's sakes, I didn't give G-Bank their due on this. Remember, if you're serious about sports betting, you need the G-Bank Visa signature card. Most credit cards treat sportsbook and gaming transactions as cash advances. Even when you put your own money on the card, G-Bank treats gaming transactions as purchases, so you're typically saving up to 3-5% on cash advance fees right there. Right now, for a limited time, you'll receive a $250 bonus after you spend $1,000 in the first 90 days. Apply now at VEASAN.com/GBank. That's VEASAN.com/GBank. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Here are the tweets at Beating the Book. Appreciate it. Rick Ollier, quote, gonna read some tweets before getting to crack. Charlie Sheen, also Gil Alexander. Not that kind of crack. Jason, ice cold gambler. If Kevin O'Connell doesn't win tonight, I will never bet another NFL award. Laughing emoji. I'm sure Kelly feels the same way about comeback player of the year. You're going to bet it even if he doesn't. Stop it. The numbers guys. Greetings from icy Detroit, where the kids have no school today, and my 11-year-old daughter is extra excited because she can watch Unscripted as it's being broadcast live. Enjoy the big game. Will crack watch or just another day at the office? Oh, you're going to watch.
I love watching, you know, football when it counts, especially playoffs and stuff. Oh, for sure.
Oh, Kelly even said he swore off betting awards last year. He's betting. Buddhist man, let's not be ridiculous, Gil. Aspiring to look like Mike Pritchard on his worst day is way out of range for many of us. I'll continue to judge myself on the highly fluctuating Todd Wishnev scale to give myself a chance. We love Toddy. Tom K. Agree with the tipping conversation. One of the causes is well-followed, quote-unquote, Vegas influencers propagate this agenda constantly, guilting people into over-tipping and mocking people that don't. Jason adds, do kneel-downs at the end of games count as a rushing attempt? Yes, they do.
Yep.
But remember, crack went with attempts. But yes, they count as attempts. They, of course, also count as yards, too. And remember, Patrick Mahomes famously in that Super Bowl against the Niners Super Bowl, when he knelt down like 7 yards and then 8 yards. Yeah. And he went under his rushing total. Great moments, if you will, quote unquote, in Super Bowl betting history. And then James Sott, first year of the F1 race, we were there at the blackjack table. The dealer was being I'll say not nice. He used a different word to player because he was Euro and not tipping. Player was staying there and I was disgusted. I left the table and refused to play at the table when that dealer is around in later months. J&J watering hole. The Mahomes under rushing attempts is scary simply because the kneel down or down stand the game if leading counts as attempts. Yeah, there you go.
Couple more things.
Yes, sir.
A buddy of mine's my guys come in town usually Thursday, but I have a couple guys came in town Wednesday. And they told me they went to Caesars, where they're putting grandstands up, by the way, and charging in back of the sports book. Just bring your binoculars. You're good. But anyway, so the
telescope.
There's a bar in back of the sports book at Caesars Palace. By the way, I love Caesars Palace. Great place. They may throw me out after this, but that's okay. There's a bar in back of Caesars, the sports book. He goes up and buys a drink, you know, spends his $15 on a drink, whatever it was. And he's sitting there, and the bartender came by, and he said, you know, are you going to be playing? Because you can't sit there. I didn't know. Now, maybe that's all. You have to explain. Maybe it's a lot of bars in town, and I just don't know because I don't drink. In other words, if you go to a bar which has a video poker machine.
Built into the.
So you is that the way it is at more than one place there? And maybe it's just a rule. I just thought it was kind of.
You know what? I'm kind of like you on this. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know that I've ever heard me personally, a bartender, actually say that to somebody.
The bad part was that he tips the bartender and he said, crack, there was like 8 empty seats. It wasn't like you can't sit there, you know, if you're not playing.
This popped into my head. It has nothing to do with anything,
but it's just
about casinos. Do you know that MGM now will not give even a single drink ticket on a bet unless it's in five? So $500 gets you one drink ticket now.
Gil, how many places don't even give you drink tickets for nothing?
Just think about what we've gotten to here.
Yeah. Go to anywhere that's like a DraftKings or FanDuel is. They don't give you drink tickets.
You mean for that Fiji water I was going to get?
Yeah.
Where their bottles keep decreasing in size anyway?
Yeah. I don't like Fiji water. It's too thick.
By the way, I bet some on a dime, right? And they're like, yeah, we'll give you two drink tickets. I'm like, cool. They're like, so nice we just need your card and we'll need to take down your information. I'm like, what?
For drink tickets.
For a drink? I was like, thanks for your drinks. I'll see you later.
No. So I mean, there's another thing I like the win. The win gives you drink tickets when you bet. I mean, I'm just saying, like, there's sports books don't give out, they don't give out drink tickets anymore. Thank God Westgate and South Point, they give you points on your card to eat for free and go to different restaurants when you're betting sports.
My mishpucha, Chrissy.
This Philadelphia team.
Yeah.
And granted, I actually love Philly. Great places to eat. Great places. Used to be our nation's capital. I love the history of Philadelphia. But, you know, after we've seen what we've seen, this poor kid died off on a pole. He was celebrating the Eagles. I just hope that they don't do anything stupid there if they lose. Oh, by the way, I hope they don't do anything stupid if they win. Like, you know, like that they're tearing the city down. Like, I just hope there was someone shooting a gun in the air. They were shooting. Like, don't they realize the Bulls have to come down?
Strangely American sports culture of, hey, we won a championship. Let's wreck everything.
Oh, it's that's South Philly, though. We're not talking about, you know, Kansas City.
Well, it's happened in other places, too.
Okay. I'm picking on Philly, guys. I'm sorry. I love you guys.
Do you like a cheesesteak? Are you a big fan of the cheesesteak?
There's only a couple places to get them, though. Like I won't go to the tourist traps, Angelo's. I'm sorry, Pat's and Gino's. I go to Angelo's on 9th.
Okay.
There's a place called Angelo's. It's fantastic. Great bread.
You got some
great,
good Philly knowledge.
Man. Yeah. Great place. Yeah. And I still like, there's a couple places on like Tony Luke's and stuff that have a good, you know, we just can't get, I don't know any place here in town to get a good cheesesteak.
They don't exist here.
They don't exist here.
Yeah. I don't think there's an option for them.
Yeah. You know? No.
There you go. Business plan for somebody.
Yeah.
Cheesesteaks in Vegas.
Last thing real quick.
Yes, sir.
Buddy of mine at dinner asked me, a sharp guy, by the way, plays poker for a living. He says, you know, crack. So you're rooting for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. And you're really happy about their dynasty. Their dynasty. I think I care about them.
You don't care about me.
I mean, I literally choked to death. So you think I care about someone's dynasty? I'm not betting. There's blood on the line. I think I'm caring about someone's dynasty. Let me tell you something.
Yes, sir.
You look back at this show, you probably don't realize it. This was an action-packed show. We talked a lot of things on this show today.
I'm still mad about that story about the tipping. I'm still mad at that story.
Yeah, of course.
I worked myself up into being angry about it. An educator, someone who dedicated her life to educating our youth, who made more money at this table than she's made in a lifetime, and this guy had to spoil the moment and try to guilt her into a ridiculous amount of money.
Unbelievable.
Incredible.
Thank God it wasn't me. I'd be embarrassing the dealer still.
Bill Krakenberger, at Bill Crackman with a K. Wisecracks, the name of the podcast. We've done all we can do. Stormy is next with Money Moves right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.